الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الكريم وبعد. Today inshallah we will cover the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. But before we proceed on the number of virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we would like to discuss briefly some of the scholars' views of their differences of opinion and which holds the correct opinion. Based on my humble research, according to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more superior than the day of the Jum'ah in the sight of Allah, because Jum'ah is the best day in the sight of Allah, but not better than the 10 days. And some of the scholars say that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is superior or more virtuous than the last 10 days of Ramadan, as an entire 10 days. But Ramadan has one night that's the best night, perhaps of the whole year. But Dhul Hijjah, the whole 10 days, is the best days of the whole year. And some scholars differ whether it's the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is superior of the entire year, and Ramadan being the best nights of the whole year. And these are some of the scholars who hold this view, such as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was asked the following question: which is better, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah or the last 10 days of Ramadan? He answered saying, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is better than the last 10 days of Ramadan, but the last 10 nights of Ramadan is better than the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, and this is the view that he holds. And those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are virtuous specifically for doing righteous deeds, amalu salih, and whatever falls under it from many numerous righteous deeds one can do. Even better than jihad, except for the one who goes to jihad and never return, which the hadith of Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar specified and indicated regarding that righteous deed that we have mentioned in part one of the first series. The Salaf, the pious predecessors, give great importance of the following 10 days that falls under every year. And they are the first 10 days of Muharram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar, and the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is obviously the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is the last month of the year of the Islamic calendar. And this is, so we repeat, the first 10 days of Muharram, the last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which the pious predecessors, the Salaf, that used to take great importance of these following 10 days. And this is stated by a Tabi'i named Abu Uthman al-Nahdi. He died 95 Hijri, Islamic year. Well-respected scholar of his time, and participated battles under the Khalifa of Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, the Salaf used to venerate 3 tenths of days. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram. Now, one of the very first virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he took an oath by those days in the Quran. When Allah chooses something with the subject of his oath or with something that he swears by, this is to draw our intention to the great position this thing has in his sight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر, by the dawn and by the 10 nights. And this here, the 10 nights, here Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, the well-known scholar of tafsir, he says وليال عشر, the intended meaning of, and by the 10 nights, al-murad biha ashru dhul hijjah, is the first 10 days of dhul hijjah. Kama qalahu Ibn Abbas wa Ibn Zubair wa Mujahid wa ghayru wahidin min as-salaf wal-khalaf. as has been stated by Ibn Abbas, Ibn Zubayr, Mujahid, as well as others from the Salaf and those who came after them. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, elaborates regarding the same verse by saying, as for the intended meaning of walayalin ashar, and by the 10 nights, it refers to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That is the correct explanation of the meaning of this verse, and it is the opinion held by the vast majority of the scholars of tafsir from the pious predecessors and others. And it has been authentically transmitted that this was the opinion of Ibn Abbas. End of quote. Prior to that, both Ibn Kathir and Ibn Rajab mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by al-fajr, by the dawn, because of the beginning and the end of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This is what they hold. They both said that. They mentioned that some scholars explained that Fajr in this ayah means by the entire day, or meaning Salatul Fajr by itself, or a particular day for Fajr, or the rising of the dawn, or the first day of Fajr of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Rather, some say it may mean the last day of Fajr of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And some say that it may mean on the day of Nahr, which is after on the day of Eid. So these are some of the differences of opinion regarding just Al-Fajr. There's about 8 or 9 differences of opinion regarding that matter that the scholars differ about. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select these days to be under His oath. These 10 days, the first 10 days that we have mentioned, under His oath. Without a doubt, this is an evidence that these days are very virtuous in His sight, Jalla wa Jalalahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also completed His religion, the religion of Islam, on the day of Arafah, which is in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is on the 9th day of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And on that day, it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was standing and delivering a sermon, a farewell sermon, front of thousands of noble companions. The last verse being revealed in the Quran, while the last surah is Suratul An-Nasr. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah to His last messenger, while standing in front of it, the thousands of His noble companions in Mecca, in Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. This noble ayah that was revealed on the day of Arafah, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most dominant man in the world, and that everyone who opposed him were humiliated to the extent in later years, after the Khalifa of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, a Jew went to him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, there is a verse in your book, we mean in the Quran, which you recite. Had it been revealed to us, to the people of the Jews, we will have taken it as a day of Eid, a day of celebration. He, Umar radiallahu anhu, asked him, which ayah do you mean? He replied, his saying, this day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I swear by Allah, I certainly know the day when it was revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the time at which it was revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it was the afternoon of the day of Arafah, and it was on a Friday. And this is a hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. And another virtue of this first 10 days is that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are part of the 40 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spent with Musa alayhi salam when he was on the top of Mount Sinai. where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding that, and we appointed for Musa 30 nights and added to the period 10 more, and he completed the term appointed by his Lord of 40 nights. 40 nights. فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. And appointed by his, and he completed the term appointed by his Lord of 40 nights. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, comments about this ayat, this verse, وَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ الْمُفَصِّرُونَ فِي هَذِهِ الْعَشَرِ فَالْأَكْثَرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ ثَلَاثِينَ هِيَ ذُو الْقِعْدَةِ وَالْعَشَرُ عَشَرُ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ قاله مجاهد ومسروق وابن جريج وروي عن ابن عباس. He says, Ibn Kathir, commenting and explaining this verse, the scholars of the tafsir have differed about the 10 days that Allah added in order to make the period of the time that Musa alayhi salam spent on the Mount Sinai 40 days. The majority of the scholars are of the opinion that the first 30 days were the entire month of Dhul Qa'dah, and the remaining 10 days were the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This was the opinion of Mujahid, Masruq, and Ibn Juraij. Also, it has been reported that this was the opinion of Ibn Abbas as well as others. So that's one of the benefits of the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Another virtue and excellence is that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah falls under the well-known sacred months. But some may differ, saying it's only the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but not the whole month. Regardless of the matter, the 10 days is within the month of Dhul Hijjah, which is the sacred months one way or another. And another virtue and excellence of this month is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the well-known days during which Allah has legislated that it is permissible to thank Him for the cattle and livestock that He has blessed us with. Allah says concerning that in the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ دَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا إِسْمُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَىٰ مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَحِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and proclaim to mankind the Hajj, the pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot, on every lean camel. They will come from every deep and distant wide mountain pathways to perform Hajj, that they may witness things that are of benefit to them, meaning the reward of Hajj in the hereafter, and also some worldly gain from the trade. And mention the name of Allah on appointed days. And mention the name of Allah on appointed days over the beast of cattle that He has provided for them for sacrifice. And here, the appointed days, fi ayyamin ma'lumat, here referring to the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Meaning, this is after, these are the days of the dhabiha, the days that they, the Muslims sacrifice the animals, the slaughtered animals for sacrifice in the name of Allah. Al-Hafiz bin Rajab rahimahullah said regarding the ayah we quoted, the majority of the scholars are of the opinion that the meaning of fi ayyamin ma'lumat, in the well-known days, is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Sixth, the other virtue, which is the sixth virtue we have mentioned now, is we have mentioned earlier, is to perform righteous deeds within these 10 days. That is more beloved to Allah than any other regular days of the year, which we have mentioned that already in the first series. Another virtues and excellence of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are generally considered the best days of the year. Based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Afdal ayyam ad-dunya ayyamul ashar." The best days in this worldly life of this dunya are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah comments regarding this hadith that we've mentioned. He says, it has been said that in general, the best days of the year are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Just as the hadith says, and that they are far more superior than the last 10 days of Ramadan. That is because Allah has legislated prayer, fasting, and voluntary charity during the month of Ramadan. However, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are distinguished for having been chosen for the performance of the rites of Hajj. He continues, others have said that since Laylatul Qadr is one of the last 10 days of Ramadan, that those days are superior to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah because Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And he concludes, regardless, others have said, in attempt to choose a balanced position, that the days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best days and the nights of the Ramadan are the best nights. And this is the same, and he's referring to, and from amongst many other scholars, from his own teacher, Ibn Taymiyyah, that we have mentioned earlier. And he continues saying, and having done so, they have taken into account all of the proofs and evidences, and Allah knows best. End of his quote. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani also holds a similar position and says, it appears that the preference of these days, meaning these 10 days, is due to the gathering of the main acts of worship in Dhul-Hijjah, which are praying, fasting, giving charity, and performing Hajj, pilgrimage, which are restricted to these days. End of quote. Another virtue is the pilgrimage, making Hajj to Mecca, is performed during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which is one of the pillars of Islam, which is Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam, where one performs once in his lifetime as an obligation if he is able to. And its virtues is numerous, which deserves lessons or lectures alone, where we can, inshallah, postpone for another time. Another virtue of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is that the day of Arafah falls on one of them. The day of Arafah is a tremendous day during which Allah frees many of his slaves from the fire of hell. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding that in the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, "Ma min yawm al-akthar min anna yu'tiqa Allahu fihi 'abdan min an-nar min yawm al-Arafah wa innahu liyadu thumma yubahi bihim al-mala'ika fa yaqul ma aradu ha'ula." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding yawm al-Arafah, there is no day on which Allah frees more slaves from the fire than the day of Arafah. He indeed draws near and he then speaks of them boastfully before the angels, saying, "What do these people want?" Al-Hafiz, Al-Hadith, Ibn Abdul Barr, another renowned and respected scholar from Spain in the city of Qurtuba, died on 463 Hijra. He commented regarding this hadith by saying, وَهَذَا يَدِلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمْ مَغْفُرٌ لَهُمْ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُبَاهِ بِأَهْلِ الْخَطَايَا وَالذُّنُوبِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ تَوْبَةِ وَالْغُفْرَانِ. That he says, commenting on this hadith about Arafah, he says, this shows that they have been forgiven, since he does not speak boastfully about sinful people except after they have repented and are forgiven. Also, Imam Ahmad reported in his Musnad from Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبَاهِي مَلَائِكَتِي عَشِيَّةٌ عَرَفَةٌ بِأَهْلِ الْعَرَفَةِ فَيَقُولُ انظروا إلى عبادي أتوني شعثا غيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks boastfully to his angels. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah speaks boastfully to his angels on the afternoon of Arafah about all those present. They're saying, look at my slaves. He's saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about all those present there, saying, look at my slaves who have come to me messy and all dusty. Lastly, but not least, from the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is that the day of Nahr, the day of the slaughtering of the animals for sacrificial reasons, falls under the days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is called the greatest day of Hajj. Why? Because from the important rites of Hajj is to perform on that particular day, the day of Nahr. It's the day the Hujjaj, those who are making Hajj, go to the slaughter, the sacrificial animal, having their shaving off their hair, the head for the man, and women shortening their hair, and they stoning all of the three jamarat, and performing the tawaf of Hajj. All in one day, one single day, which is the busiest day of the days of Hajj. On the day of Nahr, what is called the day of Nahr, Yom al-Nahr. For that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding on that day of Nahr, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَوْمُ النَّهَرِ ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقَرِ. The best day in the sight of Allah تبارك وتعالى is يوم النهر, meaning the tenth day of ذو الحجة, the day of عيد الأدهى. Then he says, the Prophet ﷺ, then يوم القر, the 11th day of Dhul Hijjah, the day which the Hujjaj began their stay in Mina. This topic of Nahr, my dear brothers and sisters, can take a lot more time, which deserves lessons and lectures alone, just like as we've mentioned about the Hajj, for many of its rulings and legislations. But inshallah, in conclusion, these are the virtuous, the excellence of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we have mentioned, along with some differences of opinion for the purpose of benefit. Therefore, we will close this and hopefully to continue under the topic, how can we receive and prepare for these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? وَالْحَذَا دَعْوَاتُنَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ